Coming up, Alan, very exciting, the final chamber series concert of the Delaware Symphony season coming up on Tuesday, April the 16th. Let's talk all about it. What can people expect?
Well, this is going to be a really fun and interesting program. I think in my 3.5 years here, it's the largest ensemble we'll have presented as part of the chamber series. It's a chamber orchestra of 34 musicians, which is what is needed for the piece on the second half. Mozart's penultimate symphony, the symphony number 40 in G minor. It's one of his most famous and popular symphonies, something that really runs the gamut of drama and you know, has all the charm that everyone expects in Mozart. On the first half, we open the program with a divertimento by Béla Bartók, a work that he wrote right as the beginnings of the Second War, World War, were coming, and of course he was living in a part of the of Europe that was, you know, under great stress. So you can hear that in this work. And then we close the first half with a charming piece by our own Aaron Copland, a piece called Quiet City, a very interesting work that is written for a string ensemble and two soloists, an English horn player and a trumpet player.
Talk to me, if you can, about some of the soloists and their storied career, I'm sure.
Well, we like to use the chamber series to feature our own musicians in solo roles. So we will have our longtime English horn player, Lloyd Shorter, as the English horn soloist. And the trumpet soloist will be our principal trumpet, Brian Kuzik. Lloyd is actually a Wilmington resident. He's teaches at University of Delaware. He just was awarded, I think, last year, a tremendous artist honor by the Delaware Division of the Arts. He's really a known entity here in the northern part of the state and on the stage of the Delaware Symphony Orchestra. Brian Kuzik's been a member of the orchestra also for a long time. He teaches at University of Delaware, does a lot of freelancing in Philadelphia, plays with the ballet company, I think the opera company, just a very active freelancer. And this is a piece that's really going to show kind of a peaceful and beautiful legato style of playing for both of the soloists. It'll set a very nice mood. It's also, this is a program that is dedicated to the memory of a good friend of the Delaware Symphony's, Dottie Flynn, who served in many different roles, including as a staff member for a while. She was development director for the DSO, but she tragically passed away a couple of years ago, and her family has chosen this as a really wonderful and fitting tribute to memorialize her with music.
Alan, has this been a successful season for the Delaware Symphony?
It has. It has. It continues to be. Our ticket sales have been stronger than last year's. We had two performances this year that we took down to Lewis in Sussex County. So we're really working to expand our geographic footprint. We did open the season, actually, with a 4th of July concert in Wilmington that reached over 3,000 people. We have a student matinee concerts coming up in May, and those are selling very well. So, yeah, I mean, the audiences have been great. The music has been great. The support has been great, and we keep on looking forward to future success.
What's your favorite performance been? I know you have one.
Oh,
putting you on the spot.
Now you're putting me on the spot. I would have to say it was the opening program. That was a program that was a tribute to Leonard Bernstein. We celebrated the anniversary of his 100th birthday this year. And it was an all-American program, including music by a living composer, certainly music of Leonard Bernstein, Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, and then a work by the Westchester native Samuel Barber. So that was great fun. We had Jennifer Coe here. She did a wonderful job. It was a great opening to the season, and we also took that program down to Lewis to the largest crowd we've ever had there.